Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of early break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. A good time to go to Raising Cane's is now. School's back in session.
Right now.
Reward yourself after school with some Raising Cane's at any Lincoln location. Sip had to depart. He had to go watch practice this morning, so he will hear from his thoughts on what he sees for a half hour. And also,
what's he get, about 30 minutes?
I think 30 minutes. He'll also hear from Mike Eckler afterwards,
nice.
Maybe a couple players.
I don't think Eckler's spoken yet, has he?
I don't think he has.
That's good.
Don't think he has. We've heard from Holgorsen at least once or twice, Butler once, and I think this is the first time from Mike Eckler. So we will see how what Sip brings back for us tomorrow from audio.
If you get through, like right now for the players, it's kind of like, you know, getting to Saturday, and there's a little bit of a reprieve. Usually there's probably about a day off. I don't know if the university starts classes the following week.
I don't know when they start.
When they start their classes and when they get back into if there's another week of no school. That's always an interesting time. Usually that's always because getting back into school is always a little bit of a functional situation. You're always worried about that, just what the first couple
looks
days
like
of class.
August 25th, so the week of the first game. So they're not even back next week. They're 2 weeks away from UNL starting.
So they're still maybe not slash camp mode, but a little bit. So the nice thing they have is they don't have any school. So they don't have any to worry about. Now, the one thing that will be a little different is that the game is on Thursday. The team will be traveling to Kansas City on Wednesday. They'll have something, I imagine most teams do, I'm speaking in general, have something that day that's here. And so the first Monday, Tuesday of going to classes is always a little bit of a distraction. So then you always want to have good days on that because you have to count backwards, Jake. So, from like Saturday. So like a Monday practice will not be like a Monday practice for a Saturday game. So that makes sense to you.
Yes.
That's more like a Tuesday, Wednesday,
right,
whatever that day is. They'll count backwards. They'll count backwards and they'll go into a true game week mode starting, 2 days earlier than normal. And so that's kind of how they'll count backwards and have some form. They'll get on that plan fairly quickly with what's going on, but it's not a big deal. It really isn't a big deal with that, but it's always...
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bags.
When you sometimes you do like to have school start prior to the week of your first game, especially a Thursday game, because you kind of want to get them going to class, get in their routine, because it's just not a normal routine. All of a sudden, you're trying to get to everything you're going to, and so there's a little bit more to it. Dennis LeBlanc is going like crazy to get all that stuff organized. Those first 2 days are a lot. There's usually drop ads and things going on, so sometimes you can lose a little bit of football focus with what's going on there.
Well, people are in countdown mode. It's obviously 16 days for Nebraska's first game. We got 11 days, Bill, until Farmageddon in Ireland. K-State, Iowa State.
I mean, two ranked teams to start things off. And then you have the other game, which I think is going to be fabulous, is going to be Kansas and Fresno.
That's week zero also?
Week zero also.
Okay.
If you went backwards, if you went backwards and went to Fresno State from, three, 4 years ago or from way back when, forever, they're a little bit discombobulated right now. But if you went back to see Fresno is always an incredible game. So I guarantee you that's going to be a very good game. And then I think there's a Stanford-Hawaii game late.
I think you're right, yeah.
Stanford, I think there's like five games. But there's a couple games that are worth seeing, which is interesting. And I believe Stanford is at Hawaii. And so that's an interesting game that way also. So it'll be a lot of fun to be able to see. I just wish the time wasn't off, with the time change for Ireland.
Yes.
Because I just wish that game was a
2:30
game, 3:30 game, night game. Whatever you want to make of it, because that would be cool.
Yeah, you got five games. You got Iowa State, K-State, 11 a.m. ESPN on next Saturday. Idaho State, UNLV.
Okay.
That's at 3 o'clock. You mentioned Fresno State, Kansas on Fox at 5:30 next Saturday. Sam Houston, Western Kentucky, and Stanford, Hawaii, 6:30 in Hawaii. That's an early kickoff in Hawaii. 6:30 p.m. this time in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
They're playing like 11 a.m. game down there, apparently.
Or noon, whatever it is like that. That's early,
That's in Hawaii at 6:30 p.m. this time on CBS.
It's so bizarre to watch the Hawaii games now, and it bothers me. They're on that, it's like a 25,000-seat stadium now they play in. They don't play in the old Aloha Stadium.
That's sad to me.
Which was where they used to even have the Pro Bowl used to be. It's a very odd stadium. It was also a baseball stadium. And it was just cool when you walked into it. It was absolutely fabulous to play at Hawaii. I'm lucky enough to do that a couple of times.
Sadly.
Yeah, so that'll be different. I wish that game was a little bit later, to be honest.
I know.
With you.
It was 6:30.
You want that game kicking off like a 9 o'clock game on that day. Sam Houston, Western Kentucky. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a good game, a lot of points.
We hope so. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.